If you look up legend in the dictionary, you'll find a photo of our next guest.
Tackle five, this is the last.
During his 16-year career, he did it all. No! Four Dally M Awards.
Dally M winner, Jonathan Thurston, ladies and gentlemen.
Three Golden Boots, a World Cup, 11 State of Origin titles.
He hits it, he's got it!
Two premierships.
He's got the premiership!
And the best laugh in footy. Straight into the starting line now. Please welcome Dead Set legend, Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah, he is certainly at the number seven for the Dead Set Legends team, Dill. One of your great mates and a great mate of rugby league. Jonathan Thurston, thanks for joining us on the Dead Set Legends, brother. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, mate. Where are you travelling at the moment? Back from the game or to a game this morning?
Yeah, no, back from last night's game. I was in studio watching the Cowboys get pumped by the Eels. And then, I'm just in transit now in Brizzy and waiting for my flight at 11 o'clock to get home.
JT, you actually did savage your former side last night. You called their right edge atrocious, and obviously they did concede four tries through Makasivo on that side. How can they absorb or change, you know, their best and their worst? They're just very fluctuating in terms of their consistency at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's the Cowboys of old. You know, I've contributed to that in the past, that inconsistency. So I know where our fans are coming from when they talk about that type of word with their club. So it's hard to take. But I just think there's not enough trust in our edge defense at the moment. And that was exposed last night. I thought our back row and our half got into a good position, but our centre and winger on that side had no idea what was going on. So that's a breakdown of communication. I think it comes back to the three-man, to the halfback or the half that defends in that three spot, to make sure that they're communicating with their inside and outside defenders to let them know who they got and things like that. So just a total lack of trust and a breakdown of communication.
JT, it's Dell here, mate. I want to go back to the 2015 grand final. For me, it was mixed emotions because I was commentating it and I wanted the Broncos to win, but then because we were such good mates, you'd won the 2004 grand final, but you didn't really feel that you'd sort of earned the right because Stephen Price was injured. But that grand final, it was epic. It had everything. For you, at the end of that game, just to see you kick that field goal, but I think the most iconic picture I've got in my head is you and your beautiful daughter, Frankie, sitting in the middle with that little chocolate doll.
Yeah, look, it's no doubt it's the greatest memory I've got on the football field, the 2015 grand final. You know, I've got a lot of great memories over my career. So, that's a favourite doll when she was a kid. We still got it. The three other girls still walk around the house with it. Its name is Joker. I don't know why she came up with the name of Joker, but look, it's a pretty iconic image. We just want our girls to grow up and be kind and making sure that, they're very inclusive of everyone around them. They're starting their schooling now. So, the first, 6 to 8 years of their life is very crucial into the way that they're going to turn out as people. So, we just want them to be kind people.
I think you'll do a great job there, JT. Let's talk about the rugby league this year. The difference between the top sides, like Thursday night's game, you know, one of the great games of rugby league of all time, and then you watch some of the other stuff that's been served up. Is there a real gap now between sort of four or five sides and the rest?
Yeah, 100% there is, and that's evident in what we're seeing. The new rule changes are exposing those teams at the moment that are a long way off the top sides, and that's why we're seeing the score lines that we are now. And, we love to see tries, no doubt about that, but we also love to see great contests, and Thursday night footy was one of the greatest games I've seen in a very long time between those two clubs. I was just speechless at the changes of score, that last 10 minutes, the execution of Smitty's kicks, young Flanagan grabbing the ball from the touchline and going, yep, this is for me to win the game, just the confidence he showed. And yeah, it was mind-blowing. But yeah, to answer your question, we're starting to see, the sides that aren't that great get blown off the park by the sides that are just so diligent and so resilient in everything that they do.
JT, we know you're a bit of a scallywag, and we've got one in our studio here next to me.
We've got the captain.
I just want to take you back to, you might have been driving up, you've just had an operation, you're driving up north to Mission Beach, and a photo that was blasted across the papers of Wendell Saylor rubbing sunscreen on Willie Mason's back. Can you take us through what your thoughts when you're driving there?
It was that long ago.
Yeah,
look. Hopefully that photo has been burnt and deleted, because it wasn't a good look. But Mission Beach is such a beautiful place. So we spent a couple of nights there and made our way into Cairns as well too, I think. So it was a good weekend spent with the boys. But, known Del for a long time, and obviously Mace as well. So still keep in touch with the boys to this day.
I tell you what's good about JT. I'd sort of known who Jonathan Thurston was coming through, and Willie Mace and I have always been mates. You know, we had the same manager. And Mace said to me, he goes, mate, JT might come and join us. This is after the first day. And I said, oh, mate, that'd be nice. I'd like to meet the young kid. Anyway, JT, I'm pretty sure you remember, at the time, he actually had two operations, both on his wrist. So he actually drove from Townsville to Mission Beach to meet the boys.
How far is that drive?
Three, 4 hours, JT. That's commitment. I knew he was going to be a good bloke when that happened.
Yeah.
And what I love about him, he's always been really good with my young bloke, Tristan. He keeps in contact with him, sees how he's young, because he understands the pressure in and around the game, because he himself was told that he was too small, that he'd never make it. Yeah. The club's knocked him back.
Speaking of injuries, JT, that shoulder injury, 2017, you've kicked that conversion. 2 minutes to just sink New South Wales hearts. I mean, take us through the pressure of those moments. And, you know, we've seen those iconic moments of you fixing the headgear and getting yourself set. Just take us through that sort of mindset, getting ready for those sort of shots.
Yeah, look, it's what you live for. It's you dream about these situations, and you put yourself in those situations when you're practicing, you know, the hours and hours you put during the week and over the years of practicing. And, you know, for myself, to put myself in those situations, you know, it's at training when the boys are around and, come on, boys, give me a scenario. What are we here? And then, you know, they'll be booing me and, you know, calling me all these names and, you know, swearing at me and carrying on to try and put me off. So, you know, like, but when I'm actually playing the game, it's like when I'm in that situation, it's like I'm the only person in the field, because I'm so focused. Mm. It's my routine that I go through. So, you know, I pick out a target behind the goalpost that I want to aim for. You know, I put the ball on the tee. I take a few steps back and make sure that the ball is pointed at that target. You know, and once I'm happy with that, I stand over the top of the ball. I wiggle my toes because I like to get a feeling in my foot where I'm going to strike the ball. Take a look at the target again. I take my 4 steps back, and I take my 3 steps to the left and a half a step back. And when I'm standing there, I visualize my running, my walking to strike the ball. I count my steps. I don't know why. I just always count my steps when I run into kick the ball. Visualize that, count my steps in my head, and visualize the ball going through the sticks, visualize the ball coming back on the tee. And once I've done that, I just do it for real. And yeah, that's my last ever memory in the maroon jersey in 2017.
Yeah, right, mate. We're giving you a couple of minutes,
Wales,
mate.
So it was awesome. But
right,
yeah,
you know, mate.
It was good fun.
Right, can enough of the questions about Queensland, Jude? Jesus.
Yeah,
can we just talk about one of the most iconic celebrations of the All Star game? Try scored in the corner by Big Dell. He gets up and he does the didgeridoo. He told us earlier that was actually your idea to actually do that. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think one of the McGuinness brothers did it for a try celebration years ago when I was only a kid. So, we were warming up in the sheds. And, I don't know why. I just said to Del, you know, well, if you score a try, go and grab the corner post and play the dig, and I'll do the corroboree around you. And none of the other boys knew about it. Lo and behold, Bell scores the first try of the All Stars. Yeah, it's one of the iconic images of the NRL All Stars. And it's good to see that that game has gone on and starting to represent the boys, what they stand for, and, you know, giving Australia and rugby league a piece of Indigenous culture and the history of our culture.
But also, what I take away that from that, JT, was even when you said, like, you had to sort of say to me, go to the corner. But when I did it, You know, real humble guys like yourself. Obviously, Preston Campbell, you know, who was one of the guys who really got behind it. Sam Thaido was there. We know Sammy's probably not as humble as you guys, but also, and then Blake Ferguson, who's a bit loose like me. So, but for me, just that moment, I'll never forget it. And I just think what it represents. And I think, you know, in that dressing room before, and Kevin Rudd was in there as well. So I just think the time that JT sort of brought that up, and JT, I've got to lead you into that. Mate, you're doing some wonderful stuff in and around the grassroots. You've got the JT Academy as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. So coming towards the back end of my career, I've been ambassadors for a lot of different organisations, and I'm passionate about our culture and providing opportunities for the next generation of our culture, and not only our culture but our nation's youth as well. So set up the JT Academy, and we had conversations in 2016, I think it was, and we launched in February 2018, and I've got three full-time staff that work for me, and we run programs in Kawanyama and Yarraba, Woodridge State High School, and also Thursday Island. So, you know, yeah, so, you know, they're all different programs, and it's catered to what each community needs. We engage with the local elders there on what they think we can bring to the table and help improve the lives of young Indigenous people. And in the space of a few months, we've seen these kids come on in leaps and bounds. And, you know, for myself, when I was that age, it was all about, you know, getting confidence, believing in yourself and having courage. And I think if, you know, the next generation of our culture display those three characteristics, then we're going to see a lot more leaders of Indigenous people throughout the country in the coming years.
Well said, JT. Just finally, who's your premiership favourite this year?
Look, it's hard to go past the Roosters. I think the injuries to Victor Radley and Sam Verrills has brought them back a bit to the pack. You know, Parramatta Eels were outstanding last night as well. And, you know, I think there's only probably four teams that are a chance of winning, and that's Melbourne, Roosters, Penrith, and Parramatta are the top four of winning the competition this year. But yeah, it's hard to go past the Roosters. Since they've come back from the break, they've just been outstanding.
Great to hear you talking sense at last, JT. We appreciate you having you on the Dead Set Legends, mate. You are a Dead Set Legend. There's no doubt about it. Enjoy your trip back to Queensland, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks awesome, for having me.
Mate. Love to see you on the bills, mate. Cheers, buddy.
Good on you, mate.
Always. Thanks, mate.
Oh, there's Jonathan Thurston. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.